Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 57 talking about things that could be interrupting, things that could tear us to the side and bring us to the side. We learned in a Mishnah elsewhere the following constitute interpositions in the case of human beings, and immersion while wearing these things would be invalid: woolen strands, linen strands, and straps around the maidens' heads. Rabbi Yehuda said, strands of wool or of hair do not interpose because the water enters through them. So when I was thinking about this, to me, this strikes me as what things can be interrupting, what things can be bothering, what things can get in the way of different things. They say, people think that you can multitask. People think you could divide your attention. People think you could be focusing on many things at once. And women, as in general, don't want to stereotype, but women technically are better at this and think for sure they're better at this. But really, in the end of the day, no one is able to do this. I just read a thing from Psychology Today, one of these psychology websites, that said nobody by definition can really divide attention. Nobody can really do more than one thing at once. We have to focus on one thing at a time, not have any interpositions, not have any interlopers, not have anything interrupting us. We should try to focus on one thing at one time. I'm really talking to myself, giving muster to myself. Not that I'm remote working from home throughout the whole morning. It's really difficult to focus on one thing at a time. I have like 100 things going on. I'm trying to think of what to say for a shiur, working on the lecture, and waiting for the kids to come on, writing notes, and working on a couple of different things. I feel like my mind is always in 100 directions at once, but that's not the way things we should do. And this is, of course, muster for myself mainly. We really should try to focus on one thing at one time. We don't want to interrupt ourselves. We don't want to interlope ourselves. We don't want to interposition ourselves and pull our mind in 100 different ways. We should try to focus on one thing at one time, and when other people are involved in other things, try not to interrupt them. Try not to bother them. Let them focus on their one thing at one time. Just as a garment or a thread can interposition when someone needs to use the mikvah, so too, if we interposition someone, we interrupt someone while they're trying to do something, that won't validate what they're doing completely. That won't let them complete what they're trying to do completely. We've talked about this before. If you see someone benching, someone davening, someone praying or thinking about someone working on something, try to let them finish the task. And again, this is muster to myself mostly, not even muster, but this is just self-talking mostly. It's supposed to be that we're able to let them finish what they're doing, let them complete what they started. There's nothing like finishing what you start. And if we interrupt ourselves, if we digress ourselves and we disperse ourselves, it's not possible. So again, try not to pull yourself in many directions at once. Try to focus on one thing at a time. Even secular society, Lahavdil, understands the benefit of this, that really we can only do one thing at a time. It's very difficult, regardless of gender, regardless of age, really difficult to focus on more than one thing at a time. Really try to focus on one thing at a time and give your attention to one thing at a time. And it also reminds me of the idea a great rabbi once said, if you have more than one child, if you have multiple children or multiple friends, try to give each child, each friend, their little time, their little zen to themselves. We try to do this also. Even if it's 5-10 minutes in the day, carving out time just for that child to let them feel special. Because our mind is very hard to focus on more than one thing at a time. If we have all the kids running around, we have all the things running around, all our friends running around, when you call one friend at a time, just to touch base with them, just to send them a message or an email, and you focus on one kid at a time, one person at a time, that's really the best way about it. Because the mind needs to do one thing at a time. Otherwise, there's impositions around us. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 58 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.